regionalism is a buzzword that's uttered throughout metropolitan communities across the country, and mid-Michigan is no exception. Proponents say it's more than a lofty ideal whereby the assets and resources of large cities benefit the surrounding suburbs. In hard economic times, they claim regionalism is a lifeline for survival. Now, today, the cities of Lansing and East Lansing are announcing a collaboration with four outlying townships to share fire protection services. Their decision to enter into three new agreements is based on a 2012 study funded in part by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Those six municipalities will formally announce their plan today. Joining me now to talk about this alliance is East Lansing City Clerk Marie McKenna, who's at the middle of this process. Hi, Marie.
Good morning.
And the president of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce is on the phone with us, Tim Damon. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Before we look at how shared service is changing, Marie McKenna, why don't you explain to our listeners generally how services are already being shared?
Sure. There's a tremendous foundation of collaboration and training, hazmat response, purchasing, but probably the most recognized service sharing that we are currently engaged in is our shared police or fire chief, Chief Randy Talafaro, who is the shared chief between Lansing and East Lansing.
Okay. Tim Damon, what role has the chamber played in this process? You are a supporter of this trend toward regionalism, correct?
Well, you know, we have our board of directors really has identified over the last few years regionalism as one of the top priorities for our organization and how we kind of help bring together and support some of the efforts that the municipalities are undertaking. As Marie mentioned, there's been a tremendous amount of progress made in our fire and public safety areas. And 2 years ago, actually, former East Lansing City Manager Ted Staten approached the Chamber and the Lansing Economic Area Partnership about providing some private sector funding for the Shared Fire Services report. And I tell you what, we didn't hesitate. We immediately indicated that we would do that, and we had a great response from the private sector as well to provide some funding for the report.
Randy Talafaro is currently the fire chief for both the city of Lansing and the city of East Lansing. Tim, from your perspective, what impact is that having?
Well, I think, one, when that announcement was made, we said, okay, maybe most people look at that and would say, boy, yeah, they should have maybe done that 10 years ago. But we felt that that had and just set the stage for what we're going to be announcing today. To see the two cities come together and that at that point in time. And I think that was right around the time and maybe even before the report was made public and finished and finalized. And so we thought that was two huge steps that are a huge step that both East Lansing and Lansing took at doing it. And I'm convinced more than ever that as a result of that, we're seeing this increased collaboration leading up to the announcements that we're going to be having later this morning.
Marie McKenna, you're the East Lansing City Clerk. How is it you've gotten so involved in this process?
Thank you. That's a great question. If I could just take a moment, I would like to recognize the Chamber and the Lansing Economic Area Partnership for
sure.
Their participation. They didn't hesitate to help fund the grant match. We had two individuals who served on our steering committee who continue to serve on our steering committee have been fantastic. They've also provided some communication resources for us. So I thank them for that. So as a city clerk, how am I involved in this?
Yeah.
I used to be the assistant city manager, and Chief Talafaro back in about 2.5 years ago asked me to serve as a liaison between the fire chiefs and the area managers with whom I had working relationships. So that's really how we started to begin to get everybody together. So early in 11, we convened a meeting, had a few difficult conversations, but all agreed unanimously to pursue this grant. So everything has really dovetailed nicely. The grant becoming available, the study, and then Chief Cochran retiring and Randy stepping in as the dual chief has been fantastic.
Who's driving the process exactly, though?
Oh, you know, I think it's I would say the managers and the chiefs and what we did probably about almost a year ago, is establish a formalized committee structure that really mimics what we did during the study. So we have an executive committee that consists of the managers, the chiefs, the, in this case of Lansing Township, the supervisor, who's a working supervisor, and myself.
And you meet regularly then?
Yes, thank you. We meet once a month. The chiefs, who form the operations committee, and who really are the subject matter experts in all of this, meet twice a month. And then we try to keep our steering committee, which includes our private sector partners, MSU, and our union partners, informed on a quarterly basis.
The goal appears to be what's called automatic mutual assistance. Automatic mutual assistance. Tim Damon, do you have an idea? What does that mean to you?
Well, I tell you, and Marie can probably correct me on this, but I think that's where we would be dispatching the closest available, whether it be ambulance or truck at that point in time for an emergency. And so that's where you would potentially have,
regardless of where it's coming from. Correct.
Exactly. Okay. My understanding is it would be kind of crossing jurisdictional boundaries and really would kind of make them invisible. And so you could potentially have an East Lansing ambulance that would be making a call into the city of Lansing, or a city ambulance making a call into Delhi Township potentially. And I think that's where the report is really kind of looking at some of the phases in phase one and phase two, is kind of getting into that automatic mutual aid. And there's already mutual aid in place today. I think this would just be taking it one step further and more of the collaboration there.
Can either of you say what is the automatic mutual aid that's in place now, Marie?
I agree with Tim's assessment. We just don't have formalized agreements to provide automatic mutual aid, but if there are events that require additional resources, they are provided across jurisdictional borders. But this makes it formalizes it. What we'll be looking at in the next month or so, mutual aid box alarm system. I can't tell you exactly what that means, but that is a protocol that provides training that will get everybody on equal footing, and it just enhances the mutual aid that we're able to provide. So over the course of the next few weeks, we'll be bringing that to our respective councils and boards for approval.
We're talking with Marie McKenna, the East Lansing City Clerk, and Tim Damon, President of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, about today's announcement toward increased sharing of fire services here amongst six municipalities, the City of Lansing, City of East Lansing, and four outlying townships. Are rate increases or millages a part of funding this program, Marie?
They are not at this time. What we're trying to do is look at future cost containment. I don't know that means that we're necessarily resulting in a net cutting of cost, but if we can contain our cost growth by being more efficient and continuing to look for efficiencies, that I think is the direction in which we're headed.
How much, Tim Damon, how much of this is a quality of life issue as far as the chamber is concerned?
Whether it's quality of life or, I think more importantly, quality of efficiencies maybe, and that would be that I think with the issues and the budget and financial challenges that all of our municipalities are under today, I think as Marie just said, there is cost containment here, and are there ways for us to control those costs and or better yet take some cost out of the system and more efficient delivery of services? And so whether we market that as a quality of life or just sort of a cost of doing business, I guess remains to be seen there. But we definitely think that it's important for our region, and as we look to grow and attract more business investment into our region, we feel that this plays a big part in it.
How much urgency, Marie, is there amongst all of these participating municipalities to move in this direction? Is there a shared urgency amongst all of them, or do some? I mean, does Lansing take it more seriously than others, for example?
Oh, that's a great question. I think everybody takes it seriously. It is evident that probably different communities are in different financial situations, but we all take this very seriously and have some urgency to it, because we're just realizing that there are better ways to do things. And I wanted to mention something that I think complements today's later announcements, and what I've learned studying this process, because it's been very interesting to me, and to be able to chronicle it, and I take copious notes and look back on it. The relationship and the trust building that has taken place over the last 2 years has just been astonishing. And my personal view is, as we move into more complicated or complex arrangements in terms of regionalizing the fire service, those relationships have to be in place.
Okay. We'll be watching it closely. East Lansing City Clerk Marie McKenna and Tim Damon, President of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.